The Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
Shapoopy, shapoopy, shapoopy.
The girl is hard to get.
Shapoopy, shapoopy, shapoopy.
But you can't win her yet.
Walk her once just to raise the curtain. Walk around twice and make for certain. Once more in the flower garden. Never get sore if you beg her pardon. Squeeze her once when she isn't looking. Get a squeeze back, that's fancy.
Here's the crazy part. They're doing that live right now. And we're right here in studio. That's how real this is. The Music Man, BroadwayInChicago.com. Gee, you just saw this.
I did, and I had no idea that this was where one of my favorite songs, Till There Was You, was from this musical.
Song.
I didn't
beautiful
know.
Beautiful song. Beautiful song. Jeff Packard and Monica West are here. Hi.
Good morning.
Nice to see both of you. And by the way, I gave you guys a hard time about your hats. You both look great in hats.
Thanks.
It's just I didn't wear a hat today, so I felt out of place. And with this head, it's often covered by a hat. So.
Well, we wear hats to all our interviews.
Oh, you do?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Oh, it's a thing.
We coordinate.
It's a hat
mm-hmm.
thing. Mm-hmm. Well, on your mic now. There you go. You were saying?
That's where we get our powers from, our hats.
Oh, it's from the hats.
Yeah.
Magical.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
We were talking off the air about you being a professor and a professor.
Mm-hmm. I have a teaching appointment at the University of Michigan that I got this past year. So we joked that this was the year of the professor. Two professors, 1 year. Professor Harold Hill and Professor Jeff Pack.
Are you a better fake professor or real professor?
I hope I'm a better real professor.
What do you think?
But I like to think I'm not a bad fake professor as well.
What would your real professor do by giving notes to your fake professor? Like, what would your real professor say to you as the character you're playing now?
It's not even what my real professor would say. It's what my students would say.
Oh.
They would not let him off the hook. They would catch him in his lie moments after he lied. Yeah, they would. These students, at least the students at the University of Michigan, go blue. Are sharp as tacks these days.
Now, this guy right here that you can see through the window, that's Super Joe.
Oh,
die
okay.
hard
Ohio
Michigan.
State, okay? No, oh, good. Go blue.
Die hard
go
Michigan
Let's
fan.
Let's go, baby.
That's right. So much so, he even defends Harbaugh. You know, who I think we both can agree is off the deep end.
I don't know about that.
How'd you guys get into biz?
Man, I started, I had this amazing music teacher when I was in third mm-hmm. grade, and she was the first person who said, like, oh, you know, you should sing a little solo at the chorus concert. My parents said that they were in the audience, like, oh my God, she's going to sing by herself. And then it
But were you
out.
The kid walking around the house singing all the time?
You know, maybe, yeah. Andrew Lloyd Webber was, like, really big. I remember singing songs from Evita around the house.
Wow. At 5, 6, 7 years old.
Casually singing songs from Evita, yeah. Which I could never, ever do.
Well, I'm not saying it was good, but I was into it.
You must have known that you had an incredible talent. I mean, both of you sing beautifully.
I sure didn't. I had an older sister who was super into musical theater. And was actually Marion, her senior year of high school, in The Music Man, where I was in the ensemble my freshman year of high school. And my brother, I have a twin brother, and my brother and I didn't know what we wanted to do. We were much more identifiable as athletes in high school. And we sort of watched my sister audition at all these colleges, and then we auditioned at colleges, and we sort of fell in love with it in college.
Well, usually it's not in the house, though. Usually it's somebody outside in your world somewhere who says, listen, you've got a talent here. You need to go after
Well,
this.
Yeah, I definitely remember someone in my life saying, you know, you should think about doing this. And
teacher, guidance counselor?
Teacher. Definitely. Yeah.
Both influenced by teachers.
Yeah. My teacher is coming to the show. I haven't
How
seen
nervous
her
are you?
Over like 25 years.
Wow.
Oh, don't blow this.
I know.
Right, lots of pressure.
It better be good.
Now, Monica, did you grow up with The Music Man?
No, I had never seen it until I auditioned for the show.
Me too. Same. Yeah. Same.
Mm-hmm. I think you two are the only ones in America.
I was going to say.
Me and G.
It's magical.
Right? Yeah.
To have that first experience is probably, you know, it's lovely. Mm-hmm. I'm sure.
So you were in chorus for Music Man in high school?
Yeah, I was in my freshman year of high school. I was in The Music Man. We have a weird tradition in my family. Like, my mom was a pick little lady, you know, in the 60s in her high school production. And my brother and I and my sister were in it in high school.
What's your twin brother do?
He's an actor as well.
Is he identical or fraternal?
Fraternal. Okay. Fraternal. Went to Ithaca College.
Yeah, so did I.
Who's the cuter brother?
Me. Oh, I have to say him, right? You can't say me.
What?
Thank God this is the radio.
What would your agent say?
My agent would, I don't know. He'd be very diplomatic.
Very modest. He's teaching modesty. That's one of the things he's teaching in school at Michigan.
Yeah, modesty right? 101.
All right, what do you want to do? Give me the dream role, the one you really want to do.
Well, Monica does TV, too, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I mean.
There's got to be one where you go, oh, I have to play this or that.
I have to do that. You know, there's a show called August Osage County, uh-huh. and I saw mm-hmm. Amy Morton, an amazing Chicago actress, do it on Broadway. And after I saw her, I thought she was audacious. And I loved the energy she brought to this role. So I would love to do that role someday.
So you see somebody in a part like that, you're inspired to do that part.
Mm-hmm. Inspired to do that. I mean, she inspired me the next day, and I don't book every job I go for.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know why. I want to talk to people who aren't hiring you. You know,
I mean, like, I think people know that about actors. You don't book every job. So I saw her in that show that night, and the very next day I went in and auditioned for something, and I said, like, I'm going to be audacious, and I got the job.
It's amazing, Jeff, right? When you see somebody and you go, they're so good, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, there's sometimes it's... It's either inspiring or really deflating because you're like, I will never be that. I remember seeing, usually it's musicians. I see somebody who can sing and play instruments and like also write these amazing songs. And I think, well, pick one, will you?
Right. You're not being fair.
Yeah, leave some for the rest
of us. But some show business rules that need to apply here. Yeah.
Although I think the next thing I would love to do is something where I'm not on stage for, you know, 70% of the show, perhaps.
More of a kickback.
More of like a King George and Hamilton situation.
How great is that guy? How great is he?
And he steals
two
the show.
Scenes,
yeah.
Huge payoff. My buddy Andrew Call is doing it in Chicago. Shout out to Andrew Call.
Tremendous.
But I'm next, Andrew.
Hey, by the way, nice job working a plug-in for Hamilton because they need
to sell
tickets.
Yeah, exactly.
BroadwayandChicago.com for Music Man. All right, review it right in front of these guys.
Oh, I thought you guys were fabulous. It was charming. It harkened back to another era in America that was
sweet
and simpler. But
fun
still,
for the whole family.
Yeah, but still complex. There was a redemption, which I thought was beautiful. There was an arc of Harold Hill, your character that you played so beautifully, Jeff. And you know, you start, he's a swindler, and then he turns out to be a good guy. And there's love at the end.
So you'd highly recommend it.
I would, especially because these two are there.
Yeah. Do you two agree, or would you like to slam it?
No, I love it.
No, we both have little kids, and so, you know, maybe another show would be hard to get up the energy to do, but this is such a joy to do.
That's cool.
The audiences are the best for the show.
You guys have a lot of kids in the audience, I noticed too.
Do.
So you're not distracted by the little sounds
it's
and stuff.
It's really fun to see them in the front row.
It's sort of the best distraction.
Mm-hmm. How old are your kids for each of you?
My son is one.
Wow.
I have a 1-year-old and a 4-year-old.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. And Monica, you look fabulous.
Oh, thanks. Thank you. It was
true.
Did you take this role just so you could sleep on the road?
He's here with me.
Oh, he is. Yeah. You can't leave him alone. You got to have him around.
He's here with me. It's been an amazing experience, and I really have a new respect for people who do this on their own. I've had a lot of family in town, but I've done some single parenting while I was here, and that is for real.
How about that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Yeah, because you're not exactly working, quote, normal hours.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, and the one and the four, boy, girl?
Boy is 4, girl is 1.
Is the boy helping? Because my granddaughter, 3.5, is a big help.
He is a lovely older brother, yeah.
And your family's here while you're
Yeah, my
here.
Wife okay. is here, and she has a lot of family in town as well.
Good.
Well, you guys are delightful, in or out of hats. Yeah, I mean, both ways.
Well, we have them right here on the desk, so we're still getting the power from them.
Jeff did the nice thing. He came in. He said, "Well, you like to wear my hat?" And I go, "Well, not in that size. Yeah, that's not going to fit. Yeah, we're going to need the jaws of life."
It's because all of your brain power.
It's exactly right. That's what I was going to say. Sell it. BroadwayandChicago.com. Why else should I go? I mean, I'm going to have a great time.
You are. I should also mention we're going to be at a White Sox game on Friday.
Oh, that's right. I saw that. What are you doing at the White Sox?
We're doing like 10 minutes of the show before the game. I don't know when it's going to happen.
Half an hour before the game.
Now, that would make me nervous because people are there to watch a baseball game.
Eat hot dogs and drink beer.
Right. Do you feel...
Okay, well, one of the things I was going to say, like, sell the show here. I'll sell the show for the White Sox game. People won't... will be surprised to know how many songs that they know and love from the
like
show.
That's a great me.
Point. That's a great point.
Like you said, Gary and Deanna the other day. Did you know that was from the show?
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah.
And the same kind of, I think, nostalgia, American nostalgia that we have for baseball, the America's Game or whatever, is the same sort of nostalgia that you would get from the Music Man.
So it does kind of tie together. And by the way, if none of this is true, it's great that you guys are psyching yourself up that way. Are you going to be on the dugout or on the field?
I think we're on the field.
It's probably safer. You're farther away because if you're on the dugout roof, you got to listen.
Well,
to
you
chunks.
Know, I'm tune in to see if I can do this. But there's a song in the show called "Trouble," which is a supremely dense patter song. A lot of words in that one, and we have an echo. usually, there's like a delay on the field, and so that's going to be a challenge to make sure.
Wow,
my words.
Well, I think the moment that you guys open your mouths and they hear your phenomenal voices, it's going to be excellent. And of course,
they may cancel the game. Just have you do the whole show.
Be wonderful representatives for the Music Man and the Goodman Theater. So,
thank you. Well, they'll either really enjoy.
I keep saying Broadway in Chicago, don't I?
Yes,
I keep saying. Listen, Broadway in Chicago—they're fine people. You got to remember, it's almost the end of the show. For me, I knew you're at the Goodman. I apologize.
I was trying to do that very subtly.
No, you should point out when I'm an idiot. I know you're at the Goodman. I apologize for that. Right. It's the Goodman. I don't know if you heard Broadway in Chicago shut down. Yeah, the whole thing's over.
Steve, we don't want Broadway in Chicago mad at us. We support them both.
Well, they're not here.
Music
now.
Man is from the Goodman Theater. The Goodman, where I learned.
Yeah, and
the Gary Theater. Indiana actually had its
own
song.
And you should only go to the Goodman. You shouldn't go anywhere else, especially if you want to see the Music Man. How am I doing?
The Goodman and the White Sox game on Friday.
Yeah, am I covering well?
White Sox.
Goodman Theater. Spell it with a G. Goodman Theater. Yeah, what an idiot.
You two are amazing.
Yes, you are, and thank you for being here.
Thank you for having us.
I can't believe you let me get away with that and didn't correct me. But thank you very much. For my fellow upstate Central New Yorkers,
all right.
I'll see you at the reunion.
Okay.
I'll be parking cars.